Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show.
Wow.
Okay. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Lady Clayton Evans.
And tonight our show is Learning How to Renew Your Mind so that you can operate in love daily. And before we get started, we're going to have some prayers so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Amen. Spirit of the true and living God, we come before your throne today, Father God, giving thanks and praise for another day that you have made, Father God. And now we seek you, Father God, for the wisdom, the understanding, dear Heavenly Father, of your word, for that anointing, Father God, that makes it easy, Father God, to speak those things, dear Heavenly Father, that you have placed in our hearts tonight, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that this word would save, deliver, and set free. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. For the sake we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And again, our topic is learning how to renew your mind so that you can operate in love daily. We will be discussing the importance of being able to line our thoughts and actions up with the Word of God by the renewing of our minds. Too many times it is the old thoughts that keep us bound to old habits, and we have to let go of the old in order to be transformed by the new. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And what is transformation? We do our scripture.
Thank you.
We're coming out of Romans 12:2, coming out of the Message Bible. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
That's the word of God.
For the people of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's just been a great day. Okay, and what is transformation?
Okay.
Well, we can't transform ourselves, but we can be transformed.
Amen.
That is, we can cooperate with the Lord for this process of transformation to take place in us. To be transformed, we need to take Christ in as our food and our drink. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And also, we want to look conformity.
Mm-hmm.
And conformity is the act of matching attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors to group norms. Norms are implicit, unsaid rules shared by a group of individuals that guide their interactions with others. This tendency to conform occurs in small groups and or society as a whole and may result from subtle, unconscious influences or direct and overt social pressure. Conformity can occur in the presence of others or when an individual is alone. For example, people tend to follow social norms when eating or watching television, even when alone. Amen. And this topic, we've been discussing it amongst ourselves. I know that when I was meditating on this word today, one of the revelations that I got was the word renew. And that was real interesting to me that God let me understand renew. Not just new, but renew.
Okay.
That means that something had to already be new. And I was like, wow, God, because a lot of times we don't look at things as something that we got to, we already had that was new, that needed to be renewed.
Right.
And I think that in our relationship, definitely had to renew some things that we already had that was new to us, like love.
Right, man.
Like love. And renew is to resume an activity after an interruption. So when you look at, you know, the renewing of our minds, that interruption, you know, we can call it insanity. You know, when two people in a relationship decide to act crazy, you know. And a lot of times if we don't do something about those thoughts become those actions because those thoughts become those feelings that cause us to act. Mm-hmm.
And that insanity was thinking that, you know, something different was going to happen. I was still
doing the same
old thing. Mm-hmm. And that kind of kept us stuck in the same place.
Right.
You know, we couldn't really move forward or be renewed because we kept pretty much going back.
Yeah, the vicious cycle.
That cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But, renewal takes you, it elevates you from that place where you were at. You know, it takes you to a different sphere as far as, you know, your relationship with one another and your relationship with God. But the transformation that took place with us, it was just phenomenal. I mean, because there was so much confusion, turmoil, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we really kind of clawing at it, trying to find it. I mean, we really wanted it, but like we were talking earlier, and I remember telling you that we had raised the sunshine,
mm-hmm.
but the storms just kept coming, you know, and on that same note, they were more intense. The storms were wow, they were destructive, you know, flood waters were there. It was a time in our life it was really dark. But, you know, but even with the little rays of sunshine that came through though, that was the hope that we had that it was a chance for that breakthrough to really come. And be there. Now, saying that we still don't go through things today,
right?
You know, but by having a renewed mind and being transformed, you know, it helps us to cope with and deal with things in a whole different manner, you know. And by understanding the word, by us feeding on the bread of life and drinking that water. On that well that never runs dry.
Mm-hmm.
We stay refreshed and renewed in our spirit, mm-hmm. you know. And it's that joy of the Lord that gives us that strength to continue on, you know. And when those clouds do come back into our lives, they're not angry storms,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, and we can better deal with life on life's terms because we're working together as opposed to being separate,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're moving forward, you know, in Christ, you know, and it's just a whole different atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it's a beautiful transformation, you know. And not conforming to the old way of thinking and dealing with things and trying to figure it out on our own, you know, even though we both had spirituality, that spirituality wasn't mature enough for us to be able to really cope with what we're dealing with. And at the time for me, I was kind of lackadaisical at it anyway, still in that conformed state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hadn't been transformed yet, you know. But I was working on renewing my mind a little bit at a time, but it had to hold yet,
right.
you know. because of some of the other influences that I had in my life at the time. I was pretty much still in the dark, you know, as far as, you know, really wanting to grasp hold of what God was doing in my life, you know. And I believe that's where the conflict came, you know, instead of letting it go. You know, I still wanted, because the scripture says, you know, that there is a, I heard Creflo say it the other day, it's pleasure in sin for a while, you know. Now, you have a sin too, and then the other shoe drop.
Okay.
And then you find out that, you know, the consequences is really devastating. So I'm just so thankful that the transformation not only did take place, it's still taking place.
It's taking place. Amen.
You had mentioned the stages of a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
It was first the cocoon, then the larva, and then the butterfly. But all of those stages take time. It's a process.
And it's an inside job.
Amen. Did you find that?
Because
you had been some very powerful things in that statement that really describes how we are, and it was related to the Christian and how we.
Okay, into a butterfly is an excellent picture of what the Bible speaks of concerning the transforming of the believers into the image of Christ. Like the caterpillar, we have to stay in the process of transformation by eating. In John 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst." The Lord wants us to take him as our spiritual food. If we want to grow and change, we need to eat him every day. And it says some caterpillars eat only one kind of leaf for their whole lives. In the same way, as believers, we are also meant to eat only one kind of spiritual food throughout our entire lives, Christ.
Right.
When we eat and drink of him, we're supplied with his life for our Christian life, and we grow with that life. As we grow, we're in the process, mentioned in 2 Corinthians 3:18, being transformed from one degree of glory to another, little by little, into the image of Christ. That part of what you was talking about was that inward change that takes place, like not putting on, that the butterfly didn't put on the butterfly costume, that he was actually a butterfly, because in the cocoon he was being nourished, he was feeding, you know, and all the nutrients that were going to his body was what helped him to become a butterfly.
Right.
And the same transformation has to take place in us. And that's why it's so important that we stop appearing to be Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And put the Christ back in Christians.
Amen.
And act as Christ-like, you know.
Amen.
Because a lot of times, you know, one of my favorite words was that scripture need. We want to do scripture need, you know, and quote all the scriptures in the Bible and go right about our behavior. Yes, go right about our behavior, you know, just like this conformity talks about. It says it's the act of matching attitudes, beliefs, and behavior to the group norm, you know, which means that I'm acting like that because you act like that. This is what I see other Christians do, so I'm going to act just like that too, you know. And if we don't start exemplifying what a real Christian is, we're going to have people mimicking true Christians being Christians, because nobody's going to know how to be one. Unless they see one, you know.
The definition of a Christian is being Christ-like.
Being Christ-like,
you know?
And it's very important.
And that's the goal. That's the ultimate goal. As it says, you know, when we see him, we will be like him.
Amen.
You know? But in order to do that, we have to make sure that we're getting our spirit man, getting the nourishment that it needs to develop those traits of a Christian.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly can't be a butterfly unless it's getting what it needs to be a butterfly.
Exactly, unless it is a butterfly.
And it is a butterfly.
It has to be a butterfly.
We have to be Christian in order to be Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And in our relationships, you know, God is a relational God. You know, that's what he wants. You know, he wants us to be relational with each other. He wants us to get to know one another, to fellowship together, to worship together, to love one another as he loves us.
Amen.
And one of the things that we are not going to be able to do is love one another if we don't know who love is.
Right.
If we don't have that love in us, we can't get there. And we have to, you know, I was talking to a female earlier today, and we was talking about the 12 steps of recovering, and the 12 steps is that we practice these principles in all our affairs. And I was telling her, I said, it says we practice. It didn't say that we got it. You know, this is something that you have to do on a regular basis over and over and over again, because you never, ever going to get to the point where you out of practice. You can't get out of practice. You got to keep coming to practice. Just like every day, if we eating every day, then we need to be eating the Word every day. You know, if we drinking every day, we need to be drinking the Word every day. It's not a day that go by that we don't think we hungry. It's not a day go by that we don't think we thirsty. But the days can pass by when we don't want to pick up the Bible. You know, when we don't want to operate in love with one another. You know, and we got to get to the point where this is a lifestyle. Not a religion.
Not a religion.
A lifestyle.
And we have the hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Amen.
You know? And the scriptures say we shall be filled, you know. But that hunger has to come from the inside. It has to come from your spirit, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be bulimic and anorexic, you know, in our spirit, man.
Right.
You know? We want to be healthy,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's the only way that we can do battle with the enemy. You know, that's the only way we can survive spiritual warfare,
right.
You know. And there's always going to be attacks
every day. Always.
You know. And the mind is the battlefield,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that part of us has to be renewed on a daily basis.
Daily.
You know, on
and
a daily basis.
Sometimes all day long, you know, depending on what you're encountering, you know, because say, for instance, where you work at, you know, you got to renew your mind on a regular basis there, unless you fall into conversations or gossip, you know, people cussing around you. You know, when we look at our environments, because we got to work, you know, we got to be out there, we got to go out in public, we got to go amongst non-believers, you know, so we got to be sure that our minds don't fall prey on a regular basis where it becomes a habit-forming thing where we get comfortable around these other spirits, you know, because I try to be real careful around people that be cussing, you know, because, you know, it made me feel like I want to cuss. And I'm like, no, I don't want to cuss. Jesus, help me, you know what I'm saying? But if you keep on hanging around them and keep on hanging around them, that's where the conformity comes in, because this is your normal group now. And that's what conformity is about, matching your behavior with your normal group. So if I'm not with a group of Christians or people that's Christ-like or people that's moving in the same direction that I am, just like when I was talking about trying to save my marriage, I needed to be around people that was in love with their mate, because everybody's married is not in love.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and people right. can give you some information, you know, that they have conformed to. And twist it and put some scripture with it. You know what God said, don't throw your pearls to swine, girl. You know, you know, you know.
And they pearl be totally different than what the scripture talks about.
Okay, mm-hmm. But that don't even fit in what we even talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's the most scripture needs. Instead of you telling me that you've been married for amount of years. Because you went through something,
right.
You know. I know that your husband ain't treated you like Christ loved the church all y'all married, you know what
right.
I'm saying? So share with me, how did you get past that? How did you make it past feeling like you was in a hopeless dilemma, feeling like you didn't want to be there anymore, feeling like, you know, how it felt when he cheated on you, or when he raised his hand or raised his voice too much, you know, or didn't come home. What happened? Because people want to tell you the testimony, but what was the test?
I took the money and gave it to promoter.
Okay. You know, something else happened, you know, besides you just, you know, saved and heaven bound. You know, something else went on. And when we start looking at, you know, that transformation, even in our conversation with each other, you know, we were talking about how things have gotten so different for us, you know. But it was a process. You know, we went from the cocoon to a butterfly. You know what I'm saying? We didn't go to the larva, to the butterfly. We didn't go straight to a butterfly. We didn't wake up and say, you know what, baby? Me and you, we going to stop this. And me and you, we going to love each other. We're going to walk in love. And we're going to do ministry. You know, that's not our story. It didn't happen like
definitely
that. You know, and
like
people need to know that there is a transformation process that happens, you know, and it's through the word of God, and it's through allowing God to be the center of our life that we know that this is what we need. This is what we need. It ain't so much about me need you or you need me. We need God, you know.
Amen. And I was thinking earlier when you were talking, though, you know, about when we go out into the world, you know, being a retired military, we train in peacetime for war.
No, yeah.
So you don't go out there and fight, but you can have them trained to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because you ain't equipped to fight.
Amen.
You know, you don't have any tactical skills to fight, you know. So, you know, the enemy is always in fight mode because he's the adversary, you know. So unless we learn how to be trained up in a way, you know, to do battle in spiritual warfare and have the weapons that we need to fight against the enemy in our mind, because that's where the battleground starts.
That's where it is. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the battlefield of the mind, you know, with our thoughts and those things that, you know, creep into our mind to try to take root, you know, try to put strongholds in our mind, you know what I'm saying? But we have to pull those strongholds down,
right?
You know, and in order to do that, we have to feed on the word, too. It's imperative that we do it on a daily basis, you know, because if not, then we conform.
Right.
We go back to that old mindset, you know, and then we find ourselves, you know, in places where we wonder, well, how did I get back here, you know? But because that renewal process has stopped.
It is so true. Because it says that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. It talks about those norms, unsaid rules shared by a group of individuals that guide their interactions with others. So if we're not led by the Spirit, then we're going to be led by people.
We're
going to
be led by something.
Yeah, we're going to be led by something. You're right, because there's another. There is another. You know, and, you know, when God said, don't be conformed to this world, but He said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We can't know what the will of God is
unless
we read the word and find out what is His will for me. I need to interact with God more than people.
Amen. That's good.
So that I would know what God's will is for me, so that I won't be so easily misled. Because there's so many people that are taking their leaders and making their leaders into their God.
That's right.
And being led by these people.
That's right.
You know, instead of knowing what the Word of God's will is for you in your life. You know.
Amen.
So it is very important that we understand.
Good.
That we understand, you know, what it is, who we following. You know, what is it that we really feeding our spirit with? You know, we need to know that. And that's where the renewing of the mind can come in, because if you know how, I think there was a song about it too, and I know there used to be one of the things that you say a lot, my first love, going back to my first love.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you got your first love, that was new.
It was new.
You know, when you backslide, you need to renew. You know, you know, when you go back.
And that first love is when you first got saved.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know, you go back to that time when you first received Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that conversion moment, you know,
right.
It's like that rebirth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when a baby is first born, that mother's love is just, wow, you know, you got this new life in your hands, you know, and it's just so such an overwhelming feeling, you know. And it's that same kind of experience you have when you're born again for the first time,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your first encounter with the risen Savior, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's your first love.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go back to that, you know, because after you've been a Christian for so many years, you know, you kind of get in that complacency.
Okay.
You know, so sometimes you got to go back to that first love, you
Amen.
Know, to feel that joy.
Amen.
You know, that you first had when you had that first encounter with Jesus Christ, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's what that first love means, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful experience.
Yes, it is.
You
yes,
know,
it is. Because
not that he found you. He wasn't ever gone nowhere.
Right.
You just awakened in your spirit to realize that he was there all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know. And now that you found that he was, then you start having that relationship with him,
mm-hmm.
you know. And he shows you his love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your first love. That's your first true love.
Right.
In Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what gives you the option to be able to show others love, you know, because being able to spread that love, you know, that's the good news.
Ooh,
that's the good news.
Good news.
You know, don't just keep it to yourself. You know,
share it.
Share it. Well, again, this has been a very good discussion with you. I really enjoyed it. And
I got the Jeremiah fire right now.
Amen.
It's set up in my book.
Okay.
Glory to God. Amen. Oh, yeah,
it's all right. It's all right. It's been a great day. And you want to pray us out?
Father God, we just give you thanks and praise right now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for renewed minds and renewed spirits, Father God. We thank you for transformation, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Father God, that even though we have been through, Father God, we don't look like what we've been through. Praise, the honor, and the glory, and thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, for he is worthy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening again, and we hope that you will listen again. We want to definitely thank you for joining us, and we hope that something that we said could help, just if it just helped one, But again, we just want everybody to know that it just really does not matter what the situation is, what the circumstance is, what the problem is.
The lesson is always love.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.